Happy Juneteenth. This holiday honors the last slaves in the United States receiving the news that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed and they were indeed free. Now, this news arrived 2 years after that was signed, meaning for 2 years, they were free and didn't know it. But once they found out, a jubilant celebration broke out, and that's why we celebrate Juneteenth. As the holiday came around this year, I started thinking about what it means or what other meanings we could take and how there may be areas in our life where we have received freedom, whether from God in how we live and through His Spirit, through salvation, or in our work as entrepreneurs, the freedom to create an environment that best serves us and our clients and how we show up. You all know this year I dealt with COVID for the first time, and it has been an experience with recovering from that and then also recovering from 3 weeks out of office unplanned. And yesterday I finished the last major report, the report sections that I'll be sending all to the client for review. And when I tell you, I definitely felt a sense of freedom waking up this morning, having that load just being a bit lighter and knowing that it was still completed in excellence. And as I've been working through that process and over the last year and a half with some things that have changed with this new administration and how our businesses have had to function, it's made me think about what does freedom look like or what will freedom mean in business? And I started to take a look at how we started out when the business was first established, or even before that, when I was doing it as a freelancer in my last year of PhD, and the circumstances around how it started to function, the initial operations that I put in place. And I realized that the desires I had to begin to like reorganize some things, restructure and grow and scale, I would have to fix the foundation, because the way that we started is not the way that I want to continue. A lot of it was built on, if I'm honest, just brute determination and strength and sheer will and desire not to give up and not to fail. But to be sustainable, some things have to change and adjustments have to be made, because I want to continue putting boundaries in place, structures in place that not only help us show up well for the client, help us operate more efficiently, but that also protect my health and my ability to enjoy life, the freedom of time, the freedom of choice, the freedom in finance, the freedom of thought to not be weighed down or burdened by things that may be going on in the business. And so God and I have been working through changes to operations, changes to structure, changes to services, and I'm seeing the benefits in real time. Like the report that I'm working on now that I just submitted is a report that's looking at housing and basically a strategy for a local nonprofit and understanding available opportunities for development, what types of development can happen, how funding can help support that, the different types of funding and requirements, and also different partners that can help move that work forward. It's the first time I've done this service, but even in approaching it, I looked at it differently, where in the past it was, let's, you know, make sure that we can get through it and show up for the client. This time I stopped at the beginning and said, what is a way that we can approach this that would allow it to be a repeatable process? in the past where we've done a few iterations of the same project to see a working style that might fit. This time I said, let's build the framework first, and then let's build some intellectual property that every time we do this kind of work, we can insert it, and they can be a guide for how to move things forward, how to implement. It can also lead to articles that we could write, or conference presentations or trainings. And so even just that, thinking about how can this one project create multiple opportunities for freedom. And I have to say, I'm pretty proud and happy with how it worked out, because throughout the process, it made me think long term. How can I develop this so the next time I do it, I have more freedom of time? How can I develop this so that the next time I do it, I have more freedom in income, so my profit is greater? How can I do this so the next time I have more freedom of thought, where I can more easily delegate? And having it completed for a draft, I can look back and see all the ways in step, in process, one thing at a time, that I was building long-term opportunity for freedom. And I'm taking that into the CEO reset, our mid-year check-in, that document I created last year. And I love to do it in the middle of the year, so I feel like with the half the year in front of you, have an idea of how things are working and the amount of energy and capacity you have to finish the year and the direction you'd like to go in moving forward. So also with COVID, I was not able to get into the planner the way that I wanted to for this quarter, because I found myself reacting and not being in the position where I could plan the way I wanted to. So I'm going to take some time to do the mid-year CEO check-in to see how I feel so far about the year, to set my intentions for the remaining 6 months. And then I'll use that to help guide me as I start the planner in July. And I'd love for you all to join me in that process. My birthday's at the end of this month, so I'll run some information around that time where you can join me for a fresh start, for a new quarter and for the next half of the year, with both the CEO reset, or the mid-year check-in, and the Pray Plan Profit Planner. So I hope you all are doing well, that you take some time to step back and really assess where you are, what you want to be, and what freedom can mean or look like for you, and make the steps to make that happen, even if it's just one at a time. You can look back a few months from now and be proud of the progress that you made and the margin that you're creating for yourself. All right, CEOs, have a good one, y'all.